This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
You should be done. But then I kind of try to put myself in the shoes, like, and I'm like, I don't know. I don't know what I would do, man. So I think the main thing we all can do right now is just pray for him. Hope that he doesn't get another one. Hope that he can protect himself. But, you know, I'd say it's going to happen again, you know. But if he's cool with and he's cool with the wrist and going out there and he's met with his family and discussed it with his family, hey, man, hey, we can't be mad at you.
Who are we to judge? All right, Drew, next question. Who's the best team right now in the NFC?
Oh, boy. After watching Minnesota, I thought it was them for a while. Still, is it San Francisco without McCaffrey? And
is it the Packers?
Is it the Packers? That is a really tough one. I would say right now, I'm still going to go. I'm going to go with the Lions. I still think that they're the team to beat.
Wes,
yeah, the Lions are the best team in the best division right now, right? They're the ones sitting on top. So it'd be difficult for me to say it's not them. Now, losing Hutchinson changes everything for them. Defensively, it's going to be a long run here to see if they can still be the same type of unit they've been when he's been out there playing at an NFL defensive, player of the year level. That being said, the Green Bay Packers have a massive opportunity in front of them today and an even bigger opportunity in front of them next week when they play the Lions at Lambeau Field. Green Bay is working itself up, but the Lions were at the top of the conference at the end of last season along with San Francisco, and they've kept it up so far this year.
James?
Yes, the Detroit Lions until somebody tells me otherwise and shows me otherwise. They can run it. They can throw it. Obviously, you lost Aiden Hutchinson, but when they needed stops last week against Sam Darnold, they found a way to get them. So the Detroit Lions is a well-rounded football team right now with a really good quarterback in Jared Goff. Really good running back, two dynamic running backs in the backfield in Montgomery and Gibbs. And then we all know Amon-Ra St. Brown and those boys, they can catch the ball out there as well. So I am saying the Detroit Lions until the Packers beat them next week.
Drew, the Jets lost Sunday night to the Steelers 37-15. They're 2-5. Are the Jets out of the playoff race?
I think so. They needed to win Sunday. They needed to getting Devontae in was supposed to give them a lift. And I think they needed to win that game. And to me, that was an inflection point that told me that they're not headed anywhere.
Aaron Rodgers said the Jets are playing too angry. They need to have fun. Now, keep in mind, their upcoming schedule, Patriots, Texans, Cardinals, Colts, it's somewhat manageable. Wes, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I never shut the door on anything this early in the season, and especially now with the seventh playoff team. And you never know what's going to happen in that division, too, with New England there. And obviously all the things are going on with Tua and the Dolphins. So they could still pull themselves back into this thing. I just don't like the way the offense looks, even with Tay there last week. There just seems like there's something missing. They don't run the ball well. Their offensive line is still in flux. And while they do have some weapons, it just hasn't been consistent enough when you've been watching them. I just wonder if they're at that breaking point right now where can you get together and galvanize around something? And maybe it happens with Tay getting a little bit more experience there, but by and large, there's just something missing with that Jets team. It just hasn't been there. Even when Aaron was out, there's one piece there. It just seems like they aren't ready to compete.
James, Devontae Adams, I guess, had a big post-game speech to the team, said they weren't showing enough support for their teammates. The thing that struck me, James, watching that game Sunday night, is that Devontae had three catches for 30 yards in the first half, nothing in the second half at all. And I just expected a bigger impact.
You and me both. And, fellas, I think the one piece that they're missing that's not playing well right now is Aaron Rodgers. That's the one piece. You lost to the Broncos 10-9. You come out, you score 15 points in the first half against the Steelers. You're looking good. Then you come out in the second half and you score zero. Obviously, he threw the bad pick before the end of the half, down the middle to Garrett Wilson. Obviously, the second one Garrett Wilson dropped. But Aaron Rodgers is the key to their success. And to be honest with you, the AFC is not too strong this year. I think it's going to be a couple wild card teams that can possibly get in at 9-7. I do. The Cincinnati Bengals are not,
or even 9-8 with a 17 game schedule.
Oh, 9-8. Yeah, I'm on the 16. I played 16. Then you're right. 9-8 to get you up in there. Because I don't think the AFC is. The AFC doesn't have too many powerhouses in there, so they're going to have to depend on some people to lose. But for the Jets, they just got to win one dang game. You're losing the good teams. You're losing the bad teams. You just got to go win a god dang game, and you play the Patriots, and this should be one of the ones you should win.
Our thanks to Wes Hotkowitz of Packers.com and the U.S. Cellular Broadcast booth in Jacksonville. We'll see you next Sunday in Green Bay, Wes.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Packers Radio is presented by American Family Insurance. You are listening to Packers Football.
Wisconsinites love supper clubs. They're a gathering place, a community touchstone. And in Racine, that's known as the Corner House. First opened in 1945, the Corner House Supper Club carries on the tasty tradition with new ownership since 2018. It's a warm, intimate spot for a regular night out or special occasion. Their menu is complete with steaks, chops, nationally famous prime rib, seafood, and an appealing kids' menu. Open 7 days a week, starting at 3. Visit the Corner House Supper Club in Gaslight Circle.
Football season is back, and Gabriel the Promoter is ready to help you get the party started. Celebrate in style by booking a $100 round-trip party bus shuttle from Madison to Lambeau Field, complete with all-you-can-drink Miller Lite. Tickets to the game are not included. Don't miss out on the ultimate green and gold experience. Book your spot now. Brought to you by Gabriel Promotes and sponsored by Baldwin Street Grill. Call Gabriel the Promoter today, 414-944-1704, while spots are still available.
Vince Lombardi once said, "The measure of who we are is what we do with what we have." The team at Easy Mobility Solutions is dedicated to helping you make the most of every moment by reclaiming your freedom. As a care credit provider and Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted source for power mobility solutions, Easy Mobility Solutions offers a variety of Golden and Pride scooters and power chairs. Lightweight, durable, portable, affordable. Visit the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Runnings in Burlington wants to help you gear up for fall. From power tools and holiday decor to get your yard festive, to hunting gear and accessories for traps, bows, and firearms to keep you in the game all season. Plus, throughout November, for every bag of Kalmbach feeds you buy, Runnings will make a donation to Samaritan's Purse to aid hurricane relief efforts. Stay safe and warm as temperatures drop with everything you need for your home and farm. Stop by today, Runnings in Burlington on Milwaukee Avenue. They're your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
For 97 years, Racine's home for local news and timeless hits. Stuart J. Waddles from our Radio Park newsroom keeps you up to date Monday through Friday on what's happening in Racine, Kenosha, and around Wisconsin, along with our civic media newsroom. If you need to know what's happening outside of those hours, you can always search WRJN News online. It'll take you right to our website, where the news is updated 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on WRJN.
St. Joseph's Indian School is much more than a school for Native American children.
It's like a family. Classes are fun here. I am learning about my culture.
Since 1927, St. Joseph's Indian School has provided children the education, health care, and support they need to succeed. To help give our kids brighter futures, learn more at stjo.org today.
Countdown to Kickoff is presented by Pick and Save. Packers preview, Packers at Jacksonville. After Further View was brought to you by Network Health, proud partner of the Green Bay Packers. Hey, Packers fans, score big for game day meals at Pick and Save with savings beyond low prices, including digital coupons worth over $600 each week. Pick and Save, fresh for everyone. Today's Players to Watch, presented by your Wisconsin Toyota dealers. Dear Spotlight, Toyota has more all-wheel drive and four-wheel drive vehicles than any other brand. Find yours and shine on. Toyota, let's go places. Drew?
I'm going to go with Eric Wilson with Quay Walker down. He was great last week. I think he's going to be great again this week. He was a heat-seeking missile. He was all over the film. And he's a guy, and maybe James can speak to this too, because usually the Packers like to draft and develop younger guys, and he's an older guy that they keep around. And it's perfect for a day like today.
Yeah, James, he's much more than just a special teams guy.
No question. I mean, did we watch him last week? And even when he played, even when Quay was there, when he gets in a game, he always seems to make an impact, man. Really good player. He's always around the ball. He plays extremely hard. And you talk about veteran, the veteran leadership, and, you know, really leading by example. No, he's a really good player. I'm excited to see him play today. He kind of reminds me of – Devondre Campbell, you know, one of those guys that, you know, always going to be around the ball, making a lot of tackles, and we all know when he was healthy what he was for the Green Bay Packers.
The one thing I would say about Drew filling in for Mike is you really needed to pick like seven guys if you're gonna appropriately fill in for Mike.
Well, yeah, James, he didn't get the memo, man. You know,
that's right.
He just took one dude. He's coachable.
I left one on the table because National Tight Ends Day, there's an obvious, you know, answer there. When, first of all, like, James, why is there a National Tight Ends Day that the league decided tight ends need? Come on.
Man, these tight ends done took over the world, man, because we sure ain't got no National Wide Receiver Day. They done took over the world out here, man. Kudos to George Kittle and Travis Kelce and these tight ends out here.
Who's your player to watch, James?
My player to watch today is Jaire Alexander. I think the Packers are going to score a lot of points in this football game. I think we are going to be up in this football game, and we are going to be able to intercept some passes. And who is their best player on the offense? Their best player on the offense right now, playing-wise, is Brian Thomas Jr., and I want to see our DBs get after him. Jaire Alexander, I got my eyes on you today, my player to watch.
Two good selections. Packers Radio is presented by American Family Insurance. This is the Packers Radio Network.
When it comes to getting care, we all need a winning strategy. And the best way to get there is through Ascension Wisconsin Care Teams. From routine to specialty care, they empower you by listening, respecting your experiences, and working with you to create a game plan that works. Put an Ascension Wisconsin doctor on your team to connect the dots to labs, imaging, specialists, and any other care you need. Schedule now at ascension.org/wisconsincare. That's ascension.org/wisconsincare.
Dear football fans, Toyota's leading the drive to victory. The Corolla and all-hybrid Camry make big plays with style and efficiency. RAV4 is a versatile game changer. Highlander's got room for your whole squad. And the rugged Tacoma and Tundra control the line of scrimmage. They've all got available all-wheel drive or four-wheel drive, too. Visit Toyota.com or head to your local Toyota dealership. Toyota, let's go places.
Do you trust your insurance agent? Do you trust your insurance company? Well, you'd better, because all they've really sold you is a promise. A promise to be there when things go bad, to step up and put everything back the way it was. So, if you don't trust your insurance company, maybe it's time to find one you do trust. West Bend, the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Want to test your Packers knowledge? Look no further than Packers Predict, powered by Senix. Packers Predict is a free interactive game where fans can win weekly cash prizes and more just by answering a few questions about the Packers' upcoming game. Throughout the season, players are eligible for weekly prizes. And at the end, the player with the most points will win $2,000 cash and a trip to a home game next season. Packers Predict is completely free to play. Visit Packers.com/predict or download the Packers app to start playing today.
The countdown to kickoff is presented by Pick and Save. Today, the Packers in Jacksonville. This is Packers Preview. The Packers and Fleet Farm encourage fans to visit any Wisconsin Fleet Farm location from November 1st through November 20th and round up your purchase at the register. All proceeds from the roundup will benefit Hua Wisconsin. Support our heroes and visit your local Fleet Farm today. Well, the Packers are 5-2 all time against the Jaguars, 3-1 games played in Jacksonville, where the last time they met, the temperature on the field rose to 113 degrees. Here's Brian Posick.
It was the 2016 season opener, September 11th of that year. It was also the first game back for wide receiver Jordy Nelson, who tore his right ACL during the 2015 preseason. Former first-round pick Blake Bortles was in his third season quarterbacking the Jaguars, and five plays into the game, he was picked off by linebacker Joe Thomas. And six plays later, Aaron Rodgers scored on a six-yard scramble for a 7-0 Green Bay lead. Later in the first quarter, Jacksonville punter and former Wisconsin Badger Brad Nortman's 58-yard boot pinned the Packers at their own three. They went three and out, and the Jaguars tied it on T.J. Yeldon's 5-yard touchdown run. After Jason Myers' 26-yard field goal gave the Jags a 10-7 advantage, the Packers drove 75 yards and regained the lead when Rodgers found his old friend.
Packers in scoring range, trailing by three. Late going second quarter. Snap to Rodgers. Steps up. Scrambles. Looking around. Buying time. Now throws the end zone.
Yes!
Touchdown! It is Jordy Nelson!
Jacksonville took back the lead when Bortles connected with Julius Thomas from 22 yards away, but the Packers answered with another 75-yard drive in the final 69 seconds of the first half.
Third and 10, just outside the 28 of Jacksonville. 20 seconds to go in the half. Rodgers takes the snap, blitz on. Rodgers under pressure, lets it go over the right side. That's a drop to Devonta Adams at the goal line. It's a touchdown and a penalty marker down. And Adams spikes the football to the end zone. What a catch!
Short field goals from Mason Crosby gave the Packers a 27-20 lead early in the fourth quarter. Then Nick Perry's sack of Bortles on 3rd and 11 halted Jacksonville's next drive, but Myers converted from 50 to get the Jags within 4 with just over 5 minutes to go. The Packers could have run out the clock but failed, so the defense was called upon to finish things off. Ha-ha Clinton Dix intercepted Bortles after the 2-minute warning, but that was nullified by Morgan Burnett's defensive holding penalty. And the Jaguars made their way to the Green Bay 14 before they faced 4th and 1 with only 23 seconds remaining.
Bortles in the shotgun, tight end left side of the line. Yelled into the quarterback's left. Here's the snap, quick toss, right side, wide receiver screen. He's got Hurns
nice
stacked up, short on first down. Hurns denied, the line to gain, and the Packers take over. Great hit, Joe Thomas, and there is your opening day.
The Packers held on to win their 2016 season opener 27-23 on that hot, humid day, the last time they played in Jacksonville before today. I'm Brian Posick on the Packers Radio Network.
Thank you, Brian. Packers Radio is presented by American Family Insurance. This is the Packers Radio Network.
Packers fans, ready for some game day excitement? Next time you're at Lambeau, stop by the American Family Insurance Title Townhouse and experience the thrill of making a game-saving play with our interactive Protect the End Zone game. Don't miss out on all the amazing giveaways. From exclusive Packers merch to special prizes, there's something for everyone. Visit us at Title Town to make your game day unforgettable. For more info, check out amfam.com/Packers.
My mom's got a new Case IH tractor, and it can do it all. Bale hay all day. See in the dark with its powerful LED lights. Hook up all the implements. Shift like a race car. Steer with ease. And it can also cool my juice box. Yeah, her Case IH tractor can do everything she needs it to.
Looking for a tractor that can do it all? Check out caseih.com.
It's bird bashing season when you swoop into Pottawatomie. Thursdays, you could win up to a wicked 50 grand cash in the Bird Bash Game Show. Just play with your rewards card all October for entries. All Bird Bash entries go towards a December 20th giveaway with a monstrous 300 grand in prizes. Bird Bash makes its bewitching return. Only at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, Milwaukee. Learn more at paysbig.com/birdbash.
Must be 21 years old to play.
Miller Lite is brewed with great taste and only great taste.
The Miller Brewing Company would like to issue a correction. Miller Lite is brewed to be less filling. What are you doing here?
Miller Lite tastes great.
Look, I'm just reading the script. It says less filling.
That's not what my script says.
Well, mine says...
We'd like to apologize for the previous announcers. Miller Lite is in fact less filling and tastes great. Time to shine, legal guy.
Celebrate responsibly. Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Beer. 96 calories and 3.2 grams carbs per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Packers preview, keys to the game, brought to you by your Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers, inviting you to visit your local Ford store or buyfordnow.com for the latest offerings on Ford trucks and Ford SUVs. Packers at Jacksonville, keys to the game, Drew.
Well, I don't think Jordan Love or anybody in the wide receivers room had to set an alarm this morning, because you watch the film of Jacksonville and you look at the stats and they don't defend the pass very well. And I think it will be endless barbecue chicken to jump the route on James. This is going to be one of those games where you should put up some eye-popping numbers.
James, there you go. You're welcome back now, man. You can come back anytime now, man.
Just bring the barbecue chicken.
Yeah, to be honest with you, and I don't want to sound cocky, but this is a stat-packed game, right? We should beat these boys down. So, to be honest with you, Dennis, this is really the only time, probably out of 17 weeks, that I don't have keys to the game. My keys to the game is score way more points than the Jacksonville Jaguars. We are the better football team. We have the better players. We have the better quarterback. Go out there and get yourself right. play at a very, very high level, so you feel really, really good about yourself going into next week that we know is going to be a big-time game. So the key to the game is score way more points and feel comfortable about going into next week.
See, that's kind of insight you only get having played the game. Keys to the game brought to you by your Wisconsin UP Ford dealers. We love James Jones. Packers Radio is presented by American Family Insurance. You are listening to Packers Football.
Start your day with something special at Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Their bakery team handcrafts freshly made donuts and pastries just for you. But that's not all. Indulge in the decadence of a creme brulee, the layers of a rich tiramisu, or the savory taste of a hearty quiche. Whether you're sweetening your morning or treating yourself in the afternoon, Main Street Bakery is ready to brighten your day. Open Tuesday through Saturday, Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine, where every creation is crafted with care.
Save big bucks on Ram trucks during Ram Power Days at Martin's Garage Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Right now, get $12,000 off MSRP on a new 2024 Ram 2500 Bighorn at Martin's. Martin's Garage Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Union Grove. Plus tax, title, license, and dock fee to qualified buyers. Savings from MSRP. MSRP may not be the actual price at which the vehicle is sold in the trade area. See dealer for details. Expires 10/31/24.
Hungry for the freshest and most delicious sandwiches? Lee's Deli has you covered. Serving Racine for over 50 years, every bite is delightful. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, turkey and cheese. Lee's Deli will leave you not just full, but fully satisfied. Check out the brand new online ordering system at leesdeliracine.com for pickup and delivery options. Also, stop in the shop on Washington Avenue for the new Lee's Loyalty Program. Start reaping the tasty rewards at Lee's Deli in Racine, open 7 days a week.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
You're listening to WRJN and Green Bay Packer football. Welcome to the game. Welcome to the season. If you'd like to hear your business as an advertiser on these broadcasts, simply give us a call Monday morning at 262-634-3311. 262-634-3311. We have several ways that you can get on the air and be heard by thousands of rabid Packer fans for just hundreds of dollars per game. Again, 634-3311 Monday morning. Not only is WRJN your home for the Packers this year, we'll have every Badger football game, and we're covering high school sports with Racine's favorite high school sportscaster, Dick Graceffa. Again, find out more how you can be a sports supporter throughout Packer season, high school football season, and the Badger season. Call us Monday morning, 262-634-3311. And for now, enjoy the game on WRJN.
Don Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
Packers fans, swing by the American Family Insurance Title Town House next time you're at Lambeau. You can play the Protect the End Zone game and score awesome giveaways, too. Visit amfam.com/Packers for more info. Packers preview, Packers at Jacksonville. Sargento backs the Pack and the community with touchdowns for hunger. For every Packers touchdown score this season, Sargento donates $2,000 to help fight hunger in Wisconsin. Since 2002, every Packers touchdown helps defeat hunger thanks to Sargento, the official cheese of the Packers. Time for predictions, and I'll start, Drew. I am a little nervous because we all envision a route today, and that's usually dangerous. 31-14 Packers.
I'm going 34-13 Packers, okay. And I think they'll get a defensive touchdown. We're not talking enough about Jeff Hafley and the schemes that he cooked up against the Texans that had their heads reeling. So I think that it's going to be a big day, and the defense will contribute a score.
A lot of blitzes. Yep. Yeah, that was a good way to get pressure. James?
Oh, yeah, no need to be nervous today, Dennis. No need to be nervous today. Hey, this is the games that I used to say, hey, mama, get here early. because it's going to be a good one. We're going to score a couple touchdowns early. We're going to get out of here. We're probably going to be out of this game. So get here early. It's going to be a beatdown. I got the Green Bay Packers in this one. I'm going to say 35 17, Green Bay Packers win this football game. Convincing win on the road. Playmakers make plays. I got Packers, 35-17.
James and Drew, thank you. Drew, thanks for filling in for Mike Keller. We appreciate it. The Matt LaFleur Show is next, sponsored by Construction Business Group. Construction Business Group, operating engineers and contractors teaming up to build Wisconsin together. Learn more at join139.com. Packers in Jacksonville coming up with Wayne, Larry, and John. Packers Radio is presented by American Family Insurance. This is the Packers Radio Network.
You're tuned in to That's Better on WSHP. That smooth groove was Medicaring About You. Mike and Merrill is on the line. Talk to me, Mike.
I'm older, but I have plenty of spring in my step. I want a Medicare plan that keeps up with me. But I keep getting the same old song whenever I call.
That's so out of touch. You got to get in touch with Security Health Plan. They've got benefits you'll dig and local award-winning service you'll love. Head over to securityhealth.org/getmedicare.
Attention fans, IT and football strategy have more in common than you think. Like a winning game plan, your business needs a well-executed IT strategy. Software One is the leader in software and cloud solutions. Whether you're facing a blitz of data, looking to land an application at AWS, or need a Hail Mary pass to meet budget savings, Software One will be your lead blocker. Don't get sacked. Call 1-800-444-9890 or visit softwareone.com. Software One, your MVP for software and cloud solutions.
This is Ford Truck Month, with big offers on trucks that don't subscribe to the word impossible. Like the up-for-anything off-road ready Ranger, the adaptable Maverick, plus F-Series, America's best-selling trucks, featuring Ford F-150 and Ford Super Duty, the 2024 North American Truck of the Year. Built Ford tough trucks that see the impossible as a dare. And this is Ford Truck Month, with offers that make owning one possible. Get to your Wisconsin Ford dealer. Claim 1977 to 2023 CY total sales.
Hi, this is Wayne Larrabee for Steinhoffels. Steinhoffels is partnering with Special Spaces Wisconsin and the Green Bay Packers to create dream bedrooms for children battling cancer all across Wisconsin. This season, every time the Packers make a field goal, Steinhoffels will donate $1,000 to Special Spaces Wisconsin. Steinhoffels has been Wisconsin's furniture and mattress leader since 1934, is 100% employee-owned, and is a proud partner of the Green Bay Packers.
We know what the winning formula is around here, and it's taking it day by day, one game at a time.
Packers preview continues with the Matt LaFleur Show.
This sport is the ultimate team game. You need all 11 out there playing as one.
Presented by Construction Business Group and Operating Engineers Local 139.
Watch this team come together, and we'll see where we're at.
Now, here's Wayne Larrabee with the head coach of the Packers on the Packers Radio Network.
Good morning, everyone. The Packers and Jaguars here in Jacksonville. Wayne Larrabee with the head coach of the Packers, Matt LaFleur. And first off, Matt, let's go back to the Houston game. It's a tremendous game and a great day at Lambeau Field. But the degree of difficulty, okay, you played on a field that was about 20 yards longer than they played on. You got no takeaways. They got three, and you still won the game. How'd you do it?
I'm still trying to figure that one out. No, I think our guys, we played really good defense. There was a lot of short fields, and our defense did a pretty darn good job for 60 minutes, I thought. And then Daniel Whelan, you can't say enough about him, his ability to flip the field in some really tough spots. But I was just proud of our guys' ability to stay resilient and focus one play at a time. And ultimately, we did just enough, I think, to pull it out at the end.
Yeah, and Whelan, not only a punter, but the holder. I mean, he saved the day with that hold, didn't he?
Yeah, that was Matt's best snap. No. But he got it down, and you got to give Brandon a ton of credit to go into that situation, his first game in a year, and to make a big-time kick in front of the home team, in front of your first performance in Lambeau, I thought was big-time.
A game like that, can you gain momentum from something like that?
Yeah, I think you can, but I also think you better be ready to play your best ball the next week. And, you know, I know Jacksonville's record's not sexy at 2-5, but when you look across the board, there's talent in every phase. And so we're going to have to play a really complete game. I think we're going to have to be much more consistent, really, in all three phases in order to get the win.
You brought in Robert Saleh, recently let go from the New York Jets. He's a good friend of yours. He's an excellent defensive mind. You brought him in to take a look at your offense. What did you find out?
Well, I just, you know, obviously he and I are very close, and I think he's a tremendous football coach, a tremendous person. I thought, you know, rather have him with us than somebody else. So just, you know, he's doing some just small projects and helping us take a look at, you know, some advanced stuff from a scouting perspective. And he's, like I said, he's a great mind. He's a great person, and he'll be a great resource.
Good to have him on your staff, sort of, the way it is. We'll be back to talk about the Jaguars coming up. You're listening to Packers Football.
Football season is back, and Gabriel the Promoter is ready to help you get the party started. Celebrate in style by booking a $100 round-trip party bus shuttle from Madison to Lambeau Field, complete with all-you-can-drink Miller Lite. Tickets to the game are not included. Don't miss out on the ultimate green and gold experience. Book your spot now. Brought to you by Gabriel Promotes and sponsored by Baldwin Street Grill. Call Gabriel the Promoter today, 414-944-1704, while spots are still available.
Wisconsinites love supper clubs. They're a gathering place, a community touchstone. And in Racine, that's known as the Corner House. First opened in 1945, the Corner House Supper Club carries on the tasty tradition with new ownership since 2018. It's a warm, intimate spot for a regular night out or special occasion. Their menu is complete with steaks, chops, nationally famous prime rib, seafood, and an appealing kids menu. Open 7 days a week starting at 3. Visit the Corner House Supper Club in Gaslight Circle.
Game time! Is your home's defense ready for the fall season? Gutter helmets from Hardy and Jensen provide a winning season of protection. This solid defensive line keeps leaves, twigs, and debris out. No more risky climbs up a ladder. Keep your loved ones safe. No gimmicks, no ladders, no more gutter cleaning. Visit the showroom on Highway 20 in Racine, just west of Green Bay Road. With the pros at Hardy and Jensen, your house always wins.
Hardy and Jensen, that's where you go.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
Pumping your tires, checking your brakes. Part of the list to get your bicycle rider ready. But don't forget to ride safe, too. Here's Green Bay biking expert Peter Flukey.
But what we forget about is that there are people out there walking, there are people out there biking. But because we didn't say to ourselves, where are those folks? You need to be looking and searching for those because it's a shared responsibility.
Flukey says responsibility includes obeying the rules of the road. But did you know bikes are equal to anything else on the road? It's true. By the way, the Green Bay area earned a bronze level, which is basically third place for being a bike-friendly community. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Racine's home for Mike Clemens, one of our state's best, most respected sports reporters. Mike's embedded with the Packers throughout the season. He'll recap this game and talk about what's coming up in the games to come. You want to hear insight from Mike? He knows the players, the coaches. He knows what's going on at Lambeau Field. Mike Clemens every hour at the top of the hour, Monday through Friday on WRJN. Local news, timeless hits.
The Matt LaFleur Show is brought to you by Construction Business Group and Operating Engineers, Local 139.
Touchdown!
On the Packers Radio Network.
Wayne Larrabee back with Matt LaFleur. Jacksonville 2-5 coming in. And the thing that scares me about this game, Coach, is if you look at their talent across the board, and they're getting a couple of guys maybe back on that defense for today's game, this is a team that's a little too talented to be 2-5. That's a tough ball game coming up.
Yeah, I mean, they could easily be 5-2 right now. I mean, they lost a game by 3 points, by 4 points, and by 5 points. I mean, Houston came back and beat them right at the end of the game. So you can't look at the records, especially in this league. You saw it a couple nights ago when the Rams beat the Minnesota Vikings. It's just anybody can beat anybody. You got to make sure that you're playing your best each and every week and in order to just come out on top.
You know, the quarterback, Trevor Lawrence, appears to be playing much better the last couple of weeks. What have you seen there?
just like you said, I think he's playing more confident. He's getting their playmakers the ball, doing a good job distributing it. And I think he's always dangerous because he can make all the throws, but he can also beat you with his legs.
You know, the other thing is that the receiver who was drafted 23rd, I believe, overall, after several receivers were taken in the draft, Brian Thomas is becoming a star, isn't he?
He certainly is. He's a home run threat and somebody that we're going to have to make sure we limit those explosive gains. He shows up, like we talk and we watch as a staff the explosive reel tape from around the league each and every week, and he is always on it. So we got to make sure we do a good job of not allowing them to beat us with those explosive gains.
In their two wins, they average 148 rushing yards a game. In their two losses, 114. Talk a little bit about the kind of running game they have. It seems to me to be very physical.
Oh, it's a very physical run game. I think they got a really good offensive line. And, you know, Bigsby is very a very physical back, really good contact balance. And, I mean, he's averaging over 6 yards a carry. So we got to make sure we do a good job and try to get as many hats at the point of attack as possible.
What do you see defensively from Jacksonville?
Well, I see two really talented edge rushers. I think they're two of the best in the league. And we got to make sure that we do a good job staying ahead of the sticks, staying out of those obvious pass down situations in order to neutralize those guys, because those guys are both very capable of wrecking a game.
Last question. Everybody outside the organization keeps saying, oh, this is a Green Bay trap game. They've got Detroit coming in next week. Matt, I don't know. I don't think I've ever seen one of your teams look past one game to another one down the road. How do you keep these guys focused on the task at hand? Because it seems like your guys do go and attack what's at hand rather than worried about what's going on in the future.
Well, I think you're always competing against yourself, trying to play your most consistent game, and that's always the message. It's never about like what anybody else is doing. It always comes back down to us. Certainly, you know, you always pay respect to the opponent, but ultimately it's about being at your best each and every week.
Best of luck, man. Thanks.
Thanks, Wayne.
Stay tuned. The coin toss and the opening kickoff is coming up. The Matt LaFleur Show is sponsored by Construction Business Group, operating engineers and contractors. This is the Packers Radio Network.
LIUNA members construct Wisconsin's infrastructure that grows our state's economy. Roads, bridges, sewer and water lines, energy infrastructure, including renewable energy projects and building projects like historic Lambeau Field. A union with over 900 contractor partners, LIUNA Wisconsin members meet contractors' demand for a skilled, safe and productive workforce, all while earning great union wages, health care and a pension. Feel the power of a career building Wisconsin's infrastructure as a member of Wisconsin's Laborers District Council. Learn more at LIUNA. Wisconsin.org. L-I-U-N-A Wisconsin.org.
As a bull rider, I prefer to do things single-handedly. That's why I love the UW Credit Union app. Ooh, doggy! It lets me check accounts, make transfers and more on the go. And if I need an extra hand, UW Credit Union has convenient local branches.
Yippee!
So, if you want simple mobile banking, mosey on over to UW Credit Union. They're here for every y'all. Federally insured by NCUA.
You know how it feels to be recognized? Hey, Kathy.
Hey.
To feel like you belong? What if your health insurance made you feel that way?
Hi, Kathy. How are you?
Good, thanks. Hi, I'm Kathy Mahaffey, CEO of Common Ground Healthcare Cooperative. With health insurance for individuals, families, and small businesses that truly cares about the members it serves.
Morning, Kathy.
Morning. Maybe it's time to wake up to better health insurance.
Hey, Wayne Larrabee here. When you want to do it all, Chevy's got you, especially during truck season. We'll find strong savings on a rugged lineup, including the legendary Silverado, with impressive towing, powerful engines, plus incredible bed and tailgate functionality. It has what you need to get things done. Don't miss truck season and all the great reasons why I drive Chevy, proud partner of the Green Bay Packers. See your southeastern Wisconsin Chevy dealer today and visit WisconsinDriveChevy.com.
There he goes, 20, 15, 10, 5. He leaps into the end zone for the dagger.
The Packers defense finally gets the stop, and there is your dagger.
Packers Radio is sponsored by American Family Insurance, Miller Lite, Great taste and only 96 calories. Tastes like Miller time. Pick and save. Network Health, your local Bryant Heating and Cooling dealer. Software One, Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, your local Chevy dealer, Fox Communities Credit Union, Provea Health, Construction Business Group, and Wisconsin Operating Engineers, Local 139, UP and Abraham. Tell them you mean business. Quick Trip, Wisconsin Dental Association, Steinhoffels, U.S. Cellular, the official wireless partner of the Green Bay Packers, Ascension Wisconsin, Rural Mutual Insurance, Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers, Manitou, handling your world, Baird, Wisconsin Laborers District Council, West Bend, The Silver Lining, Cousin Subs, Security Health Plan of Wisconsin, UW Credit Union, here for every you, Menards, save big money at Menards, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, Sargento, Great Clips, your Wisconsin Toyota dealers, and Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin on the Packers Radio Network.
Good afternoon and welcome to EverBank Stadium on the shores of the St. John River in Jacksonville, Florida. This afternoon, the Green Bay Packers at 5-2, coming off a 24-22 victory over the Houston Texans, take on the Jacksonville Jaguars, who are 2-5, coming in off a 32-16 victory over the Patriots in London a week ago. I'm Wayne Larrabee, along with Larry McCarron. We'll be hearing from John Kuhn on the sideline shortly. It is a sunshiny day, a little bit humid, but a nice day here in Jacksonville. Temperature in the 80s or thereabouts, and very, very light winds. This stadium is on the same side of the old Gator Bowl, if you're a college football fan of some vintage. It is the same site where they had the Gator Bowl and where they used to play the biggest cocktail party in the world when Georgia and Florida would commence their festivities here once a year. But it is the Packers and the Jaguars here this afternoon. The Packers lead this series 5-2, including wins in each of the last three matchups. Green Bay is 3-1 in games played here, the last being in 2016 when the Packers prevailed 27-23. Each of the last six games has been decided by single digits. When you look at this Jacksonville team, it is a team that came into the season thinking that this was going to be a playoff year for Jacksonville. Matter of fact, their owner, Chad Kahn, mentioned that, hey, this is the most talented team his organization had put on the field ever in his ownership tenure. Well, it didn't go very well. They lost their first four, but they've won two of their last three and are starting to feel pretty good about themselves. They're back from a two-week trip to London where they played both the Bears, whom they lost to, and then the Patriots, whom they demolished last week. And now they feel pretty good. They're getting some people back into their lineup, especially on the defensive side of the football. Their head coach is Doug Peterson. You recall him. He was the backup quarterback for so many years to Brett Favre in Green Bay. Packers Radio is presented by American Family Insurance. This is the Packers Radio.
Hey, Green Bay, there's a new addition to the roster this season with the speed and depth to take us all the way. I'm talking about Circle K, my friends. Green Bay's newest on-the-go get-it-fast store. Stocking up for tailgating? There's nowhere better than Circle K. With tasty hot grillers and snacks, thirst-destroying beverages, and high-quality fuel to help your engine go longer than sweet Donnie D. So game up on game day and every day at Circle K. Now with three neighborhood Green Bay locations.
New Happy Thursday Spiked Refreshers, a non-carbonated refresher with alcohol for weekend flavor any day of the week. Like when you get a case of the Mondays, swap it for the bright fruit flavors of Happy Thursday. Or when Tuesday needs a tune-up, look forward to Happy Thursday. And by Wednesday, you're already halfway there. So drink in the weekend flavor of Happy Thursday. Happy Thursday Spiked Refreshers, weekend flavor any day of the week. Celebrate responsibly. Non-carbonated, naturally flavored with other natural flavors. 21 and up contains alcohol. 2024 Molson Coors Beverage Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin beer.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because we know whether it's a new home or a new car, you've worked hard to achieve your dreams, and we work hard to protect them so you can enjoy the utmost peace of mind. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Game tickets secured months ago? Check. Coolers and grills packed for your tailgate feast? Check. Sitting in an emergency room with an infected and throbbing tooth? Check.
Don't let a lack of dental coverage ruin your game day plans. The new WDA Dental Savings Club can save you and your family up to 55% on quality care from Wisconsin Dental Association dentists you can trust. Get your healthy smile back and get back in the game. Learn more and join at WDAClub.com.
All rights to this broadcast are reserved. Any rebroadcast, recording, retransmission, or the use of this broadcast without the express written permission of the Green Bay Packers Incorporated is prohibited. The Packers and Fleet Farm encourage fans to visit any Wisconsin Fleet Farm location from November 1st through November 20th and round up your purchase at the register. All proceeds from the roundup will benefit Hoo-Ah, Wisconsin. Support our local, our heroes, and visit your local Fleet Farm today. Let's pause 10 seconds to give our stations an opportunity to identify themselves along the Green Bay Packers radio network.
You're listening to WRJN and W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Today's weather check brought to you by Bryant Heating and Cooling. Hey fans, it's our favorite season in Wisconsin, football season. Enjoy the game, leave the other seasons up to Bryant, who will do whatever it takes to keep your heating and cooling system running efficiently. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. Temperature 82 degrees, light winds about 2 miles per hour out of the south, humidity 55% here this afternoon. The injury report brought to you by the personal injury attorneys of Hupe and Abraham. Hupe and Abraham voted best, rated best year after year. Hupe and Abraham, over $1 billion collected for their clients. Visit Hupe.com. For the Packers, Corey Ballantyne still out with an ankle injury. Quay Walker had a concussion last week, will not play here today. And Devontae Wyatt may be another week before he's back in the lineup. He's out with an ankle injury. For the Jacksonville Jaguars, leading rusher Travis Etienne out with a hamstring injury. Ezeze Otemewu, a defensive tackle, is down due to a calf injury. And rookie defensive tackle Mason Smith out with an ankle injury here this afternoon. Before we get too far along here, I wanted to pass along our condolences to the Cleveland Browns, to the family of a colleague of mine by the name of Jim Donovan. You may not know him, but he is one of the great local radio broadcasters and was the voice of the Cleveland Browns ever since they got back to Cleveland in 1969. He's been battling cancer for 3 years. We were there for his last game, the preseason game this summer, and he shortly after that announced that he would no longer be doing the Cleveland Browns, and yesterday lost his long battle against cancer. Our condolences to his many listeners, and especially to his family and friends. And Jimmy, we will miss you dearly. We welcome in Larry McCarron. The Packers getting set to take on the Jacksonville Jaguars. Rocking. We've got a beautiful day for the game and got a Jaguars team that's in here at 2-5. But the scary thing, I think, is they're a lot better talent-wise than that record would indicate.
Yes, I would agree with you, Wayne. They've won two of their last three. They seem to be getting it together. Trevor Lawrence is playing better over their last three games. His quarterback rating, 110+. They seem to have found another running back in Tank Bigsby. He's coming on strong. They've got a solid offensive line. And Brian Thomas, their first-round draft choice wide receiver, he could be, I think we're watching somebody with the makings of a player that's special.
Yeah, exactly.
And defensively, they've got the edge guys. They've got pass rush. The thing that has held them back to some extent, not so much the last few games, but the thing that's held them back is their secondary play, not good.
You know, this is a team, I think, that'll make a concerted effort here to run the football. Matter of fact, against New England, they ran it 17 consecutive plays last week. So that's one of the concerns for the Packers defensively. They have kind of struggled against the run a little bit, giving up 114 yards rushing. That ranks 13th, a 4.34 average per play, 9th. You know, teams are running the football 26 times a game against them. The Texans had 142 yards on 33 carries last week. How big a concern is that run defense, Rock, for you?
Well, I think the run defense overall has been okay. I don't think it's a terrible weakness. I think what they have to do is limit explosives down to down. It's a pretty salty group. But limit those explosives where all of a sudden they break one for 15, 20, and what have you. But outside of that, like, it's not continually, like, I would guarantee you the Jaguars aren't going to line up today 17 straight times and try to shove the ball down their throat.
Yeah, I don't think so either. Meanwhile, for the Packers, a lot of talk this week. Jordan Love in the season he's off to. Second in the league in touchdown passes with 15. And understand, he missed two games, okay? But he has 8 interceptions, tied for most in the league. And among those tied with him are Patrick Mahomes. He's in pretty good company. But the thing he's on the precipice of doing is, if he throws at least 2 touchdown passes here today, Rock, he'll join Aaron Rodgers and Brett Favre as the only Packers to throw multiple TD passes in a game, 10 straight games.
No, he's showing his phenomenal ability, certainly. The interceptions, while a concern, I think it needs to be understood that Jordan Love is still in just his second season as a starter in the NFL's, or possibly sports overall, most demanding position. There's going to be some tough times, but as long as he can overcome them with all the great plays, all the touchdown passes, that's just part of the growing process, and I think people need to understand that. We need to understand that.
All right. Packers and Jaguars here in Jacksonville this afternoon. Coming up, Packers Radio, presented by American Family Insurance. You're listening to Packers Football.
Roll into the Lanes on 20, the perfect place to bowl, dine, and unwind. Fall bowling leagues are filling up fast. Plus, take advantage of our daily open bowling specials. After you strike up the fun, head on over to Angry Brothers Pub for unbeatable food and drink deals during Brewers, college, and NFL games. Start your weekend right with the Friday Fish Fry. It's the talk of the town. Planning a holiday or birthday party? The Lanes on 20 has the perfect setup for you and your crew. Yes. The fun rolls all year long at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Game time. Is your home's defense ready for the fall season? Gutter helmets from Hardy and Jensen provide a winning season of protection. This solid defensive line keeps leaves, twigs, and debris out. No more risky climbs up a ladder. Keep your loved ones safe. No gimmicks, no ladders, no more gutter cleaning. Visit the showroom on Highway 20 in Racine, just west of Green Bay Road. With the pros at Hardy and Jensen, your house always wins.
Hardy and Jensen, that's where you go.
Hungry for the freshest and most delicious sandwiches? Lee's Deli has you covered. Serving Racine for over 50 years, every bite is delightful. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, turkey and cheese. Lee's Deli will leave you not just full, but fully satisfied. Check out the brand new online ordering system at leesdeliracine.com for pickup and delivery options. Also, stop in the shop on Washington Avenue for the new Lee's Loyalty Program. Start reaping the tasty rewards at Lee's Deli and Racine, open 7 days a week.
Vince Lombardi once said, "We would accomplish many more things if we did not think of them as impossible." Easy Mobility Solutions helps you overcome what once seemed impossible, reclaiming your freedom and living life on your terms. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider with Care Credit Options offers Golden and Pride power lift recliners with heat and massage features, keeping you comfortable and independent at home. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
What if high schools could totally rethink high school? What if we told you that some already have? Imagine high school, where the love of teaching and the love of learning are colliding, where students are learning math and history and art and physics, graduating ready for college, for careers they care about, and life. What if we told you that right now, the powerful change we're seeing in high schools across the country is possible in your neighborhood too?
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.